This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, coming at you today from my car. I am not driving. I am parked because this is the quietest place with the least amount of echo. I am on a staycation of sorts this week while I push towards my final manuscript deadline, which is in less than 2 weeks. And the house in which I'm staying is very open, so there's a lot of echo, and the hot water heater is really loud. So I was like, well, to the car we go with the little microphone that plugs into the bottom of my phone, because we're simple and we're basic like that, and it doesn't have to be fancy. I really want to start with the food part of this podcast, where I share with you an amazing new thing I tried yesterday and a new recipe I put together yesterday. I promise to share that with you, but we're going to end with that instead of beginning with that. I mentioned just a second ago that I am really heads down focused on my book, my first ever book. It is not a book about fat loss specifically. It is not a book about nutrition or a book about hormones. It's a book about creating change, because I believe that when we have these tenets of creating change in our lives, of ending the struggle to do all the things we want to do and just instead move more easily towards actually doing them and not fighting with ourselves, they can be applied to anything, whether that is losing weight, changing your physique, getting out of debt, launching a business, absolutely anything. I really, really believe that. And without a doubt, writing this book has been the most difficult professional undertaking of my life by a long shot. One of the hard parts has been not sharing every little bit of it on the podcast, right? Because as I come up with something for the book, and then I'm simultaneously coming up with ideas and topics for the podcast, it would be so easy to just share everything that I'm putting in the book on the podcast. And I've done very, very little of that. But today I am going to share a couple of ideas with you. And this is an idea that comes up very early in the book, kind of setting the stage for the chapters that will follow. I actually shared a pre-part one chapter draft with some of my clients the other day, and the feedback was really, really positive. I'm going to be sharing kind of some of the ideas that are underlying the book in general as a whole, because this is how I coach. This isn't just stuff I'm throwing into a book. This really is the core philosophy of how I work with myself, whether in my goals professionally or my goals financially, interpersonally, with my physique, my fitness, being a better athlete, any of that. And it is the essence of how I work with every single one of my clients. These are tenets of my philosophy about change. To help myself, to help you, to help anyone I am working with step out of their past patterns instead of continuing to choose them and into their full potential. Before we dive in, a real perfect opportunity to share with you guys that registration is presently open for the fall 12 weeks to transformation. As of the time I am recording this episode, there are less than 30 spots left. If you don't know anything about that, or if you're curious about how working with me, having me as your coach, is different from listening to the podcast, that's such a great question. It came up from somebody else recently, and I answer it in episode 515. So if you aren't sure what this opportunity looks like, working with me for 12 weeks, definitely listen to episode 515. We kick off on Sunday, September 30th. but registration will close when the spots are full. I do limit registration because I want to make sure that I am available for everybody I work with. So it's not, I don't have unlimited bandwidth, and so I don't have unlimited enrollment. This is not in any way a sales push. It is absolutely a limited opportunity for people who are ready to really make the most of the rest of the year, create that solid foundation, build momentum. I'm going to put the link to register in the show notes for today's episode. So you can get to that by going to primalpotential.com/518. That is the URL for today's episode number, primalpotential.com/518. If you want to know more about how the 12 weeks to transformation works, what it is like to work with me as a coach, what it is and what it is not, as well as how much it costs and all of those details, listen to episode 515. I will also link to that over in the show notes. So you can go to primalpotential.com/518 to get all of the information that you need. At the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you that new fat loss friendly meal idea that I tried last night. Oh my gosh, so worth it. This will be a staple for me. And my boyfriend loved it too. He is not as clean of an eater as I am, so he can be a tougher sell on things like spaghetti squash instead of pasta or cauliflower rice instead of rice. And he loved this. He ate a couple hours after I did, and I was already in bed when he finished, and he came up and he said, "Oh my gosh, we need to have that again. It was really, really good." So I will share all of that information with you guys at the end of this episode. No more wasting time. Let's dive in. I want to spend our time today talking about the things we do that make change harder than it needs to be. I have no doubt that if you knew there was an easier way and you knew what that easier way was, you would absolutely do it. And I've thought a lot about this because I struggled with my weight for most of my life. I was never not trying, and yet I wasn't really getting anywhere. I wasn't making change, even though I felt like it consumed my whole life. And that used to drive me crazy. If I want this so bad, and I'm always thinking about it, and I'm never not trying, why isn't it happening? And it was because my approach was unexamined. Essentially, there's this quote by Charlie Munger, who's Warren Buffett's right-hand man, and he says, "To a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail." To a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And for me, the only approach I ever considered, even though it never worked, was more willpower, more intensity, stricter. It never worked. But I was so emotionally caught up in the problem. I was so desperate to create change that it almost blinded my logical brain. Because in business, never in a million years would I keep doing something over and over and over again, even though it didn't work, right? But with my weight, that's all I did. It was always all or nothing, super strict or total avoidance. And I chose that approach for decades, even though it never worked. I see this all the time. It doesn't matter if it's weight, if it's alcohol, binge eating, getting out of debt, launching a business. Most people who are struggling to create change, they're psyching themselves up. They're kind of in this cycle of begin again and begin again and begin again and begin again, and they're not getting anywhere because fundamentally the approach they are taking is flawed. It doesn't work. And they continue to choose it without ever stepping back and going, "What is the thing that is not working? I must never do that again." Seriously, what is the thing that is not working? I must not ever do that again. It really is the opposite of motivational. When we try these things repeatedly that don't work, we just build doubt and discouragement. Two questions come up
when we talk about breaking out of this pattern, and that is, why does this failure to change happen? And what do we do about it? Why does this struggle continue? And what do we do about it? And I think the answer to these questions kind of comes from the same perspective or the same approach. When we identify what our flawed approach is, we have an opportunity to choose something else. But when we haven't identified exactly what it is that we've repeatedly tried that doesn't work, we're not looking for a different way. We just return to that familiar path, even though familiar isn't necessarily and isn't usually effective, right? There is the hard road that feels miserable, feels super hard, is really hard, and doesn't take you where you want to go. And there is the easier road that not only feels easier, it produces more results and results that are more sustainable. I want to review with you the hallmark approaches that make change harder. And what I want you to do as we talk through these different sort of pillars of why change is hard, these repeated approaches that people take, even though they don't work, I want you to look for yourself in them. It is easier to defend, to justify. Well, not always, but yeah, but because it's hard for... No. No defensiveness, no justification. You can't grow from there, right? What I want you to do is identify, as we go through these different things, which of these you continue to choose even though they aren't working. And once you have that awareness, that honesty with yourself, no drama, no emotion, you're not a victim of the past, it is what it is, you open yourself up for choosing something different. So let's just dive into those hallmarks of the hard road, the approaches people take repeatedly, even though they don't work. And the first one is valuing novelty and intensity over consistency. Valuing that new thing you heard about, or that intense, hardcore, it'll take, you know, super fast results. The first hallmark of the hard road, the approach people take that doesn't work, is valuing novelty and intensity over consistency. Putting higher priority, higher value on what is new. Oh, I heard somebody talk about a protein-sparing diet. I should do that. Valuing the novel thing, the new thing, or the intense approach, I think what I need to do is an extended fast, over consistency. Another way to think about intensity without consistency is all or nothing, right? You're bouncing back and forth between all in, hardcore, go, 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 or I can't, I'm off, I blew it, screw it. And another word for all or nothing is inconsistent. Instead of valuing the novel, the intense, prioritize consistent. Even if you are not where you want to be, build consistency with the change that's going to have the highest return. You don't have to go all or nothing, like keto or bust. What if you just get consistent with a fat loss breakfast, or just get consistent with the golden rules of carbs and fat loss? Do not continue to prioritize, to be drawn to novelty and intensity. Instead, become a person who prizes consistency over everything else. Get consistent first. When I'm working with my clients in a 12 weeks to transformation kind of structure, we have live Q&As every single week, in addition to the weekly challenges and the daily coaching audios and the private Facebook group and the journal and all of that stuff. Every week we have a live Q&A so that people can say, hey, this is where I'm struggling. These are the questions I have. This is what's going on for me. How do I make this challenge work within my specific lifestyle situation, my job situation, my family situation? One of the things that comes up routinely is this construct that I learned from CrossFit of consistency first, right? It goes like this: mechanics, consistency, relative intensity. Not intensity first. Intensity without consistency is failure. Mechanics, do you know the basics of fat loss? If that is your goal, but this could be true of finance, of starting a business, you have to have those basics down first. Then you get consistent with them. And only when you are consistent with the basics do you move on to relative intensity. And it's relative because it's specific to you. If you've never done a 24-hour fast, you have no business doing a 5-day fast. Relative intensity, right? Freaking out about organic, gluten-free, probiotics, resistant starch. If you aren't consistent with the basics, is a hallmark of making change more difficult than it needs to be. The second hallmark of making change harder than it needs to be and continuing to struggle is focusing more on your skill set than your mindset. Work on your mindset. Nothing will make your choices easier than improving your mindset. When I was struggling for decades, desperately wanting to lose weight and failing to do it, I was focused all on the tactics, on the skills, right? Eat less, move more. But the reality is that it is your thoughts that drives your choices. So for as long as I didn't improve my mindset, I was going to continue to make excuses and exceptions and talk myself out of today in favor of tomorrow. Prioritize your mindset. It is your thoughts that drive your choices, and you will make change way harder than it needs to be if you continue to focus on skill set more than mindset. Change the way you think, change the way you do everything else. It is a major shortcut to change the way you think. Change the way you think about food. Change the way you think about your excuses. Change the way you think about your limitations. Everything flows from there. The next hallmark of the hard road, the things that we do, the approaches we continue to take that make change harder than it needs to be, is putting off until later what you don't feel like prioritizing today. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Do what you can do today. Win the moment you are in. Tomorrow has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Yesterday has nothing to do with it. Leave those considerations out of it. What you're going to do next week or next month or how far you can get in the next 30 days, it is simply not relevant. Win the moment you're in. Win the moment you're in. Decide that you're no longer going to distract yourself with promises for what you're going to do tomorrow. You're only going to focus on making the best choice you can make right now. Change will always be harder and slower when you put off what you could do now for some future point in time, or when you let what happened yesterday or last week or last month or earlier today play any kind of role in what you do now. Tomorrow doesn't have anything to do with it. Neither does yesterday. It's not relevant. Instead of planning for the future, win the moment you're in. Be where your feet are. Now is all there is. Get your energy, your attention, your thoughts out of the future, out of the past, and right here where you are right now, because this is where you have the opportunity to create a change. the next hallmark of the hard road that drags on this process of change and makes it infinitely harder is investing energy in the problem instead of taking action on the solution. With very few exceptions, people who are struggling are giving more energy to the problem, more emotion to the problem than they are action to the solution. Get into practice of identifying in one sentence what the problem is and then what you can do to change it today. What are you able and willing to do to change it today? One thing that my clients probably get tired of hearing me say is that you can either be right or you can get it right. You can be right and prove that your journey has been so hard and there are a million things that are standing in your way and there's 100 things you've tried and you're so frustrated. I believe you. You can be right about that, but I would rather see you get it right. Give your energy to the solution. Participate in the solution. I gave all my energy to the problem. I was born overweight. My metabolism's jacked up. I'm an emotional eater. I'm addicted to sugar. I never feel full. Okay. And now what? Give your energy to the solution. Take action on the solution instead of fueling, justifying, substantiating, arguing for the problem. When you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. The next hallmark of the hard road, things that make change way harder and way longer than it needs to be, is placing blame on and making yourself a victim of factors outside your control. You can convince me that it is your job. You can convince me that your spouse is unsupportive. You can convince me that money is tight and you can't afford to shop at Whole Foods. Okay, cool, but control the controllables. Yes, there are always going to be many factors outside of your control. And that's okay. You don't need them because the things that you need to control are in your control. None of the factors outside your control take away the power of all that is within your control. You have 1000% control, for example, of what you put in your mouth, how much, and when. You control what you think about, when you think about it, how you think about it. You control the excuses you create or the excuses you overcome. You have everything you need to create a change. So stop giving your energy to what is wrong. You are not the victim. Yes, there are barriers, but they do not take away the power you have to create change. Ready for the next one? This is a doozy. But when you change it, everything gets easier. Not just weight, body composition, but relationships, career. You become a happier person when you master this one. You make change infinitely harder than it needs to be when you make decisions based on emotion instead of on principle. You gotta lead yourself with your brain. Do not let the filter of emotion run your life. We spend a lot of time talking about this in my book, and it's something that comes up routinely with my clients. It reminds me of a quote from Jocko Willink, a former Navy SEAL commander, and he wrote the book Discipline Equals Freedom. And he's talking about the things we consider when we're making choices. And he says, laziness doesn't get a vote. Fatigue doesn't get a vote. Weakness doesn't get a vote. And I would say, while I want you to feel your emotions, and it's fine to be sad and frustrated and angry and all of those things, your emotions cannot make all your decisions for you. And when you make decisions powered by emotion instead of powered by reason, when you let your feelings run your life instead of taking control and thinking clearly, you make change harder. In business, I would never let my emotions make the decisions, but for decades, my emotions made all my food decisions. That is a recipe for struggle. Practice leaving your emotions out of the decision-making process, asking yourself, what feelings might be clouding my reasoning right now? And if I were to set aside how I'm feeling emotionally, what is my best choice logically? Practice that. Every choice is a chance to practice that. The next factor that becomes a barrier to change, makes change harder than it needs to be, is trying to do everything right instead of focusing on doing the right thing. We love lists, and we want to get up early, and we want to drink water, and we want to meditate, and we want to work out, and we want to eat less sugar. But instead of trying to do all the things right, ask yourself, what is the right thing to do today? And often, it's easier to break it down even further than that. What is the right thing in this moment? Don't complicate it any more than that. It doesn't have to be any more complex than that. What is the right thing for me to do right now? What is the right choice in this moment? What does it look like to get it right today? I don't have to do all the things right, but what is the thing that if I do that, it is going to make my life easier, my day better? Another hallmark of the hard road is talking yourself into an excuse instead of talking yourself into progress. One of our superpowers, and we have many, is that we can convince ourselves of anything. You can absolutely convince yourself to overeat today. You can convince yourself to skip your workout. But that ability you have to make a case for anything is something that can be used to set you free and make your life brilliant and wonderful and happy, or it can be used to hold you back and slow you down. Use that power that you have to talk yourself into progress instead of talking yourself out of it. The last hallmark of the hard road that I want to bring to the light is focusing more on the journeys and opinions of others than on your own. I've been talking to a bunch of people that are kind of on the fence about the 12 weeks to transformation, and it's interesting to me when people bring up others. Well, are other people all looking to lose weight? Or, you know, are other people, what if I'm new to the podcast and everybody else is ahead of me? Or, you know, I'm kind of a private person and are other people, you know, going to be sharing a lot? It ain't got nothing to do with you. Stay in your lane. How they approach things, where they're at in the journey, how much weight to lose they have to lose, if they have any weight to lose, how many podcasts they've heard, where they are along the spectrum of change. Focusing more on somebody else's journey or somebody else's opinion will make your journey harder. And it is a choice and it is an option and it is not a choice you have to make. Keep your eyes on your own work. Where do you find yourself comparing? Where do you find yourself giving energy to, well, it's not fair that this person, they can eat whatever they want. Of course, they're skinny. How do they do that? That's not fair. Man, if I just walk by that food, I gain weight. Who cares? It's not your business. Their journey has nothing to do with you, and you are making your journey harder by bringing somebody else into it. It's not relevant. Focus on you. Win the moment you are in. When you identify strategies you choose repeatedly that don't work, you can then challenge yourself and say, what will I do differently today? How am I willing to go through this day? How am I willing to make choices today that are different from, that are not along that path that I've repeatedly chosen that doesn't work for me? Once you know the pattern of behavior that doesn't work, I want you to turn it into a simple daily practice, which is, this is what doesn't work. How will I go through today differently? You can win a day anytime. Do not psych yourself out thinking about how far you have to go or if you can sustain it or how you're going to do it next week or what if you forget. None of that is relevant. Stay in today. What will you do differently? How will you stay off that hard road, out of those hard road hallmarks just for today? All right, now we can get about the part to the part that I'm like really excited to share about, which is the meal I had last night. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but if you do, at Elizabeth Benton, you will have noticed that I shared a picture of palmini, P-A-L-M-I-N-I, palmini. It's not pasta, but it looks like pasta. It's made purely out of hearts of palm vegetable. So it comes in a can with a little bit of water in it, and it looks like linguine, but it's made purely out of hearts of palm. I had never tried it, but I bought it. It's not yet on Thrive Market. I did get it from Amazon. I will put the link to exactly what I bought, so you don't get the wrong thing, in the show notes. So if you're curious about this, I'm going to tell you exactly how I made it. Go to primalpotential.com/518. So I got the palmini and I soaked it in water. So I don't know how to describe the flavor. It looks like linguine. It has the texture of like an al dente pasta, maybe like an al dente zoodle. It's not mushy. Like spaghetti squash can be kind of mushy. It's not like that, but it doesn't taste like pasta because it's not pasta. It's hearts of palm. I would describe the flavor as really bright. I don't think it's acidic, but maybe like astringent. Somebody suggested soaking it in milk to take some of the bite out. I just soaked it in water. I didn't have any milk. I might try the milk thing, but I actually really loved it. So here's what I did. I grilled up some sausage. Then I made pesto. I love pesto. I don't make it very often because I don't like to wash the blender, but that's a whole nother story because I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And if it requires extra dishes, I'm usually not down for that, but it was very easy. I took the Primal Kitchen avocado oil, which I get from Thrive Market, and I put that in the blender with fresh basil, raw garlic, and pistachios. And that was it. So I don't know measurements. I'm going to put the recipe up on the blog at Primal Potential. So just check out the blog there if you're curious about this pesto recipe. But it was a basil and pistachio pesto. Think like one part oil, two parts basil, one part nuts. And then I put in three garlic cloves, put it in the blender. Oh my gosh, that was so, so good. And then after I let the palmini soak, so I opened up the can, poured out the liquid in the can, put the palmini in a bowl with some water, but I've heard the recommendation of milk. I've just never tried it. Then I strained it, tossed it in a skillet, no fat, right? No oil, no butter, just in the skillet, let it heat up, added the pesto, stirred it together, put the sausage on top. Guys, it was so good. I'm eating it again today. It was so good. And as I mentioned earlier, my boyfriend really loved it too. And he's definitely more picky than I am. One of the things I talked about in the last episode of the podcast and got a lot of questions about it was how I don't cook with a lot of oils because many of them can't hold up to the heat very well, especially the unsaturated fats like olive oil. And so I shared that olive oil is something I'll use like in salad dressings or drizzling over top instead of heating it because when you break down the fats, when they oxidize or go rancid, that can drive inflammation in the body. And so people were saying, well, what do you do with the avocado oil from Primal Kitchen? I absolutely use it for salad dressing sometimes, but this is another great option, making pesto. And it is so rich and flavorful. And I think it goes well with the palmini, which again is hearts of palm, but it looks like linguine. Because the flavor of the pesto is so bold and strong, it just matches up with that palmini really, really well. So this is a meal that I'm sure I will make many variations on. I get the avocado oil Primal Kitchen brand from Thrive Market. I do that because it's cheaper there. It's funny. Somebody messaged me the other day and asked me where I get the avocado oil. And I said, Thrive Market. And they said, oh, you must be like me. I don't have a lot of options nearby for buying like healthy versions of things. You know, they don't have like a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or anything like that. And I said, well, I don't have any really close by either. But even if I did, I think it's more convenient to buy online. And In the case of Thrive Market, it's way cheaper. So even if I had a Whole Foods next door, I would still shop from Thrive Market because it's cheaper and it just shows up at my door and I don't have to go anywhere. And I don't have to be like, okay, go into the grocery store and don't buy chocolate, you know, makes it easier. So I will link to the avocado oil in the show notes, as well as to the palmini. The palmini I did buy on Amazon. I will let you guys know as soon as it becomes available on Thrive Market for sure, because this is something I am going to continue to buy. If you do register for Thrive, though, make sure that you go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because when you do, you save an extra 25% on your first order and you get a free 30-day trial membership. Okay, so that was the meal that I loved. All those details will be in the show notes. The workout that I loved. I mentioned to you guys at the top of the show that I am staying kind of staycation, beachfront house for the week. And this workout was so fast and so effective. And it hurt so bad. But it was over before I knew it. There is a dune in front of the house, a sand dune that goes down to the ocean. And it's not long or anything, but sprinting in the sand up the dune, holy freaking smokes. It's not a long sprint. Sprints shouldn't be long anyway. But I would sprint from the bottom of the dune to the top, and then I would slowly walk back down, catch my breath until I felt like I had the intensity to go again or the energy to go intensely again. And I did that 10 times. And it was amazing. Sprints are some of the best things that you can do for an effective fat loss workout. And guys, if you're like, oh, I can't run, you can do sprints on a rowing machine. You can do sprints on a bike. You can do sprints up and down your stairs in your house, right? Just be careful. Hold on to the railing. I'm not responsible for any injuries or anything like that. But sprints can be done in any modality. So I loved that. And can I just talk for a second about, I brought a bathing suit with me. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. Actually, I do know why I'm telling you guys this. I'm going to put pictures in the show notes of all the bras I bought from Fabletics that are still available. All the ones I have aren't still for sale, but the ones that are, I'm going to link to them, because even though they're not bathing suits, I've totally been wearing them as swimsuit tops with my swimsuit bottoms, because they're so cute and they're totally functional. And this way I can work out on the beach and go in the water. I know, not totally applicable for everybody. Not everybody is, you know, doing beach time in September. I hear you, but they're so functional because they have the, not all of their bras are like this, but they have a huge selection of bras that don't show cleavage, because I don't want cleavage in a sports bra. I want it to hold me in so that I can do things like run without my boobs flopping around everywhere, because that's so distracting. So I'm going to put links in the show notes, primalpotential.com/518, for the bras I've been wearing all this week that are from Fabletics, because I've been working out on the beach and I've been wearing them into the ocean because they're so cute, which I think is very functional. And because we are flying towards the holiday season, I've had so many conversations with people about this week. Even if you're not buying bras for yourself or you're not working out, take advantage of the crazy leggings deal. When you go through fabletics.com/primalpotential, you get your choice of two leggings. It's not like they send you two random pair. You get to pick two leggings. You get two pairs of leggings for $24.99. Even if they're not for you, get them for someone for a holiday gift, because otherwise on their own, they would be way more than that. And I just think that's brilliant. So anyway, I'll put the pictures to all the sports bras that I personally have and love and wear from Fabletics. I'll put those over in the show notes for those of you that are curious, because even if you have a vacation coming up or a workout coming up, I just think they're adorable. Okay, I think that's all I have to say for today. I will finish with the reminder that if you can hang with my crazy tangents, registration is presently open for the fall 12 weeks to transformation, but there are fewer than 30 spots left, and the link to register will be in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/518. If you try the Palmini, let me know. I'm so curious. I'm not in any way affiliated with Palmini, but I saw it on Shark Tank forever ago and never bought it, and then saw it again. I think I saw it from Mary Shinoda on Instagram and bought it. Love it. Can't wait to have it again. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.